good morning. There's so much stuff for us to talk about as we open the show this morning. The first thing is, I saw a video this morning. Practical jokes can get you into real trouble.
Especially if the people you pull them on aren't don't have a sense of humor.
Well, or if the person that you're pulling the practical joke on has a really wicked sense of humor. There's a video spiraling around out there in the viral world of a guy that took his girlfriend to Aruba, Barbados, something like that, for their five-year anniversary. First of all, dude, 5 years dating and you haven't put a ring on her finger? That, okay, never mind. Anyway, so he takes her to some beautiful island vacation for their five-year anniversary. And he decides that this would be a funny time to videotape. He puts a camera in a hidden location. And he calls, you know, they're talking. And he says, baby, I gotta confess something to you. I got to tell you something bad that happened a few weeks ago. And he confesses, fake, you know, it's a fake confession. But he confesses that he cheated on her.
Now, why would he do that? Just and, to add a little spice to the relationship?
You know, he thinks that this is funny.
Uh-huh.
All right? And so all the women out there that are listening right now going, that's not funny. Anyway, so he does this.
She pulls out a gun and shoots him?
She cries, and she's horrified, and, oh, she breaks down. And then she goes, but I did it too. I cheated on you. And she admits that she cheated on him. And the expression on his face is, you know, he's all sorry. And then he's like, what? You what? What do you mean you what? And then she reveals, yeah, I'm kidding too. And he says, you know, in the beginning, he goes, I'm kidding. I didn't really do it. And then she perks up and she goes, yeah, I'm kidding you too. Which now he's going to think, is she?
That kernel of doubt is there now.
She was not kidding.
Who knows? But
she wasn't kidding.
In her mind,
it was a time for true confession.
Yeah.
You don't take that back afterwards and say, oh, no.
That
serves
was
him
just,
right, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's one of those, that's what you get files, I believe.
You know, there was a radio psychiatrist, I don't think she does her show anymore, Joy Brown, but she would take calls on the radio of people who were filled with guilt for having cheated on wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever.
Yeah.
And she would say, you carry that guilt yourself. Her advice was always you keep that and you don't share it with someone. And she thought the sharing was very destructive.
Sharing of the guilt?
With the other person.
Oh, I see.
That you don't confess your cheat.
What, is she a guy deep down? Because guys are like, no, it didn't happen. Well, you didn't? No, that wasn't me. You didn't say it.
Well, but obviously you should take a call from someone who felt badly enough about it that they pick up the phone and call a radio show.
Well, then stop
undoubtedly
doing.
Not giving their real name.
Right. It's Bob from
where? The other story is one that Tom cracks me. Should we just save this and actually have a real discussion about this?
Well, it's up to you. I saw it this morning, and I knew it was right in your wheelhouse that you would have some fun with it. So
oh, God.
We can talk about it now if you want.
Well, Norway's army has decided that they are going to do something heroic to try and save the world from climate change. Yes, they're going to Meatless Mondays.
Yes, it's a trend that is sweeping the planet, if you will. There are
it's
a
not
lot,
sweeping.
Well,
the
there are
planet.
A lot of people have decided that they are not going to eat meat one day a week,
and that's fine because that just means there's more for me on Tuesday.
Trust me, big guy, you could do with a little Meatless Monday.
Well, no, wait a minute though. I love a steak. Oh my goodness, do I love a steak?
I'm gonna have a steak tonight.
But I don't have meat every day of the week.
Well, Seth does. Seth has it for every meal.
It may not be
chicken.
Beef.
Seth has pasta.
Same thing.
Chicken
we're
is
not,
still
we're
meat.
We're not talking beef. We're talking meat.
All meat.
They're going vegetarian one day a week.
Oh, hell with that.
That's the trend.
Yeah, that's just
stupid. You couldn't go one day a week without eating meat?
Why would I want to?
That's the point. It's like, yes, I could. I could go my life without eating meat.
Save the planet. Plus, save your health as well.
It does not save the planet. There is nothing about going meatless that helps save the planet. You and your... As a matter of fact, the Norwegian Army, this is the Norwegian Army, they have gone so far now that they have actually changed their theme song.
Ah.
And we have a little bit. But now that they've gone, Meatless Monday, this is their theme song.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright.
There it is.
And I'm pretty.
So... So there it is. They say that it's about saving the planet, saving a little money.
We're going to save a lot of money.
We'll talk about this a lot more. It's like, really? So the Norwegian army is now meatless.
One day a week.
There's a real...
You can have pasta with, you know, with sauce that has mushrooms and peppers and things in it. You know. I can't believe that you go every meal eating meat. You don't eat meat for breakfast every day, do you?
No.
All right. But every lunch and dinner, though.
Yeah, pretty much. WSAU. Meatless Mondays for the Norwegian Army.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.